There is uncertainty about whether church investigations will continue after Bishop Christopher Saunders resigned this week from his position at the Diocese of Broome after 26 years. Bishop Saunders voluntarily stood down in March 2019 after allegations of sexual misconduct were made public, and he was the subject of separate WA Police and Vatican inquiries. His resignation was accepted by the Vatican in recent days, and he said in a statement it was for health and medical reasons. Matt Diggs was a priest at the Broome Diocese for some 25 years. He was ordained in 1991. He told Aaron Park his immediate reaction to the resignation was one of elation.
I felt an incredible elation, and it was very emotional because this point has been thought of coming for 2 years, more than 2 years. In October 2018, when the first revelations were made, one of the priests of the diocese, and investigations were put into place, and it subsequently ended now in Bishop Saunders' resignation, early retirement, whatever it's being termed by the Vatican, But there's closure finally is going to be able to be achieved by many people in the Kimberley, and peace for Bishop Saunders himself.
And Matt Diggs, do you think that the residual ambiguity around the terms of this resolution and the departure will leave some questions unanswered and in a way perpetuate that sort of ongoing speculation, uncertainty about how Bishop Saunders, as such a long-serving priest and bishop here, will be remembered?
I think that's absolutely correct. Unfortunately, the statements that have been released by the diocese announcing Chris's resignation and those that have been read out at masses on the weekend missed the elephant in the room. Yeah, they miss the controversy that has surrounded Bishop Saunders for the last few years and miss the reason why he actually is not as an active bishop at the moment, and why Father Paul Boyers is the apostolic administrator. Many people have contacted me wanting to know why the elephant in the room wasn't mentioned at all. Statements on the weekend were completely devoid of mention of those reasons, which unfortunately comes back to accusations from people in general to us as church saying, you're actually not telling us the truth. It's unfortunate. But I'm sure that the incoming apostolic administrator, Bishop Morrissey, will be able to listen to people, will be able to visit, will be able to facilitate a new era for the Kimberley. And I'm sure that many people would be looking forward, hopefully, and with great eagerness to greeting and assisting Bishop Morrissey in the time forward.
That's Matt Diggs, a former Kimberley priest. The Bishop of Geraldton, Michael Morrissey, will administer the Broome Diocese until a new bishop is appointed. Bishop Morrissey spoke to Aaron Park.
The arrangements now that Bishop Saunders has resigned, there's no bishop now resident in Broome. So to make sure that the Diocese of Broome is still connected with the church in Australia and throughout the wider church, right up to Pope Francis, they then ask another bishop to step in, as Monsignor Boyes has been involved at the moment, running the diocese. So now I step in to administer the diocese in the interim before another bishop is appointed.
And I guess in a West Australian context, given the distances, you are relatively just down the road, aren't you? So,
well, I am. I'm only 1,900 kilometres at the moment. I'm wearing a jumper at the moment in Geraldton because I suspect probably not in Broome.
And what are your plans from here? Are you hoping to visit the diocese here quite quickly?
Oh, yes. That's the plan in talking to Monsignor Boyes. We were working out this week what some of those plans might be, because I have things I'm doing within the Diocese of Geraldton, and so it's just jiggling and juggling things around a bit. But one of the things pandemic has taught us, Erin, is that we can use Zoom or things like that. Mm-hmm. So we can certainly communicate fairly easy that way as well.
The word resign has been used in some instances. And then in a statement from the Broome Diocese, from Monsignor Paul Boyers, he's used the word retire. Is there a difference between those two words in this context? And what was the exact nature in which Bishop Saunders is leaving the position?
No, he has resigned because in order to retire, you have to resign. So that's what's happened, Erin. He's written to Pope Francis and he said that I feel it's time for me to retire now, and so now I offer my resignation, and that's what has happened. And so what Paul Boyers has put into his statement there is correct.
And any thoughts yourself about what has played out over the last couple of years? There's been a lot of speculation, you know, obviously no criminal charges, nothing of that nature, but what are your thoughts about the impact that it's had on the diocese here and I guess the standing of the church, I guess, in the local community?
Well, probably the first thing I need to do, Erin, and is really not to make too much comment, simply because I've been here in the Diocese of Geraldton. I haven't been involved in all those various discussions and what's been proceeding. So probably the first thing I need to do as the apostolic administrator is to speak less and to do a lot of listening. And that's what I would hope to do when I come to Broome, is just simply be present to people and whoever they are, you know, the people, the priests, all those wonderful people that work for the Diocese of Broome and in the wider community of the Broome Diocese. And so that would be my main aim, is to do that, and that's what I've been asked to do by Pope Francis.
That is the Bishop of Geraldton, Michael Morrissey, speaking to Erin Park about administering the Broome Diocese until a new bishop is appointed.